It seems hard to believe, but it will have been 2 years next week since we held the Sunday service on the marriage amendment. Remember that? When we stood up as a congregation and organized our programs around that. That service was called Being Allies, and it came out of the classes of the same name that were offered to high school and middle school youths. Vicki, who was up here, Benavides, Helen Bishop, and Judy Long put those classes together. That service was a moving, effective, and special service and morning. Several people came together to do a bunch of different things with very little rehearsal. It was not a situation that made anyone with strong control issues initially very comfortable. The ensemble of high school string musicians practiced together once. The readers for the dramatic reading got together the Saturday before, which is highly unusual. One of the high school students was rewriting her reflection on the computer in Vicki's office. That was when the office was right there, if you'll remember. Doing that until just before the service. Just before she delivered it. She actually sat in the office until it was her time. And then, in that 1 hour on that Sunday morning, it all came together into an experience that was much more, so much more than the sum of its parts. After the service, everyone's day was changed in the glow of that experience. And as someone was saying afterwards as a compliment, how much time must have gone into pulling it together, I started to say, oh, not really, because each of us had just done our part. But then, even as I began to silently, mentally list the time and talent and preparation and commitment that had all flowed into the morning, I stopped after I began to make the point, and I just added that it had also been a graceful morning. The grace that attends just such efforts and makes them more than you anticipate was present. It is a creative force beyond all of our preparation. Over the years, I have come to trust it. I've learned to trust it, or maybe I've just learned to trust. When we do our work well and leave room in our sufficient efforts, more often than not, they become more than we understand or expect them to be. That's part of how I understand grace in general. It resides in, or is, that sense of something more that makes the day or the moment special. It's what makes the morning more real and alive. It is not very dramatic. It's not very strong. It's easy to be scared away by discount and by critique. But it is something beyond effort that makes the effort seem effortless. It is the unplanned connection that connects. Grace is the getting it together that isn't so much gotten as that it arrives. It is the more in the spaces between and around what you do. I think the adjective trusted is important, as in it's trusted to be in the spaces. I put that it is that which creates the more in the spaces, but I'm not sure if I say that, that moves into people getting connected and hung up about if it's God or not and how that word works. It doesn't really matter. It's there. It is the more in the spaces between and around what you do. I think we each know what we mean when we use the word grace. But let's see what comes to mind. Any consideration of grace moves in right into religious sensibility with a sense of something more, more than our efforts, more than our knowing, a beyond our expectation that also feels right. In that aspect of beyond expectation, there's also an element of pleasant surprise. Oh. With the beyond our efforts, there is a sense of letting go. Perhaps sort of a trust in some way. There is grace of feeling, as in feeling right with the world, a belonging of my being to being itself. That is the grace of right relationship. Last week, as we talked about faith, we spoke of belonging and belongingness. That moment of feeling that sense or having that realization is graceful. There is grace of imagination and of insight, a new way of seeing and understanding, grace of accomplishment, grace of movement. There is the unexpected ease of being centered in difficult times. We speak of being in the flow. When family gatherings go surprisingly well, they are graceful, as in, whoa, where did that come from? When you think of grace, what aspects of grace come to mind for you? Are there any that you would like to name in order to fill out this picture? Okay. Would you put that in the microphone, Kay?
Oh,
would you say
sorry.
That in the microphone?
As I said, this is not original. It's something that I read somewhere a while back. It said that grace is like water. It moves over, around, and under an obstacle.
In my write-up for today's talk, I said that the essence of my religious awareness begins in the experience of something more. And I then call it a grace beyond me, or more than my efforts would seem to create on their own. This is one of the most difficult things for me to move into, and yet it's what's moved me into religious awareness. I then go on to say that this congregation is a community that supports and creates the possibility and the reality of something more. More peace, more love, more justice, more joy, more compassion, more insight, more belonging, more connection, more ease and comfort. Grace, I say, is born, lives, grows, and finds us here. That's not just minister speak. I really believe that. And the more I think about it, the more I come to appreciate it and move into it and really believe that. The more I've thought about these words and about grace, the more I believe it is a very important word for the identity and self-image of this congregation. This is a graceful community, and we benefit from thinking of ourselves as such. Now, I admit we have to reclaim that word, because otherwise people will say to me, grace, well, that word doesn't really work for me. But it does if we move it into that space of relational, deep relational power beyond what our own volition would seem to create. That's something more. This is a graceful community, and we benefit from thinking of ourselves as such. I wrote in my notes that the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Hendersonville is the most graceful community in Hendersonville for those of us who are drawn to its doors. It starts from and with a graceful message of something more. This congregation emerges from two faith traditions that can be understood as graceful. For over 200 years, they have said, yes, life is like that. There is a grace to it and in it, and you can trust it in this way. The theologies and orientation of both traditions are grounded in, as Welch calls it, that surplus connoted by grace. The deep joy of loving and being loved, the amazing changes possible in people's lives. Think of our universalist tradition. The gift of life and love is given to all. An inclusive universe where we all measure up because we are. And we are beings with the capacity for right relations with others, with nature, and with ourselves. We don't think in terms of arming ourselves against the forces of evil. We are concerned with aligning ourselves with the nature of good. We enable work for justice. We are that incarnational faith that makes the inclusive vision real as we engage in practice and service for love, justice, and peace. We strive for the beloved community where belonging is felt and resilient relational connections are made, and they make good potential real. I put in my notes that at any given moment, there may be something about your experience of this congregation that may not be the way you want it to be. But it is. We are always helping Hendersonville and Henderson County be and feel like the community you want it to be, the community you were always hoping to live in. Everything we do here, a few particular committee meetings to the side, everything we do here generously turns out to be larger than the sum of our individual actions. Look around. Just look around. This is the beloved community. It isn't somewhere else. It's right here. Our mission begins with inclusive and then moves to celebrate and inspire and engage with words of joy, truth, love, and peace. Our sanctuary is more than we hoped for. I can tell you that's really true from the beginning discussions and the beginning committee meetings. Our sanctuary is way more than we hoped for. Religious education orients our children with confidence and trust. Pastoral care builds the resilient connections of being loved and loving and reaches out to meet you when you are at your most in need of those feelings. Music lifts our spirits. Our presence is larger than our numbers would suggest, and our voice is stronger too. It lets us know that we have a home here in these mountains. Think back to our outreach collection of last month for the Dream Scholarship. I think it is grace itself. Think about it in graceful terms. For those of you who weren't here, we have a scholarship which is founded on a grant which has been matched by our monies and monies of other congregations. It's a grant from the Unitarian Universalist Association, and it's to pay the difference between in-state and out-of-state tuition for those children of Hendersonville who've grown up here but just don't have the papers to show that they are residents. Is that pretty accurate, G? Right. So think about it in graceful terms. Think about that service in terms of resilient relational connections, people you never would have been in love with without that service, without that project, that enable work for justice. Think about it in terms of the deep joy of loving and being loved, the amazing changes possible in people's lives. Grace is a power of relationship that is more than we can produce solely by our own volition. There are children who are now young adults, who are now going on to be marvelous citizens in the world and have the benefit of the best education in the world, in a large part because of our connections in the beginning and making those connections with them. Think about it in terms of something more. Stop with the not enough that's speaking in your mind, but thinking about all this in terms of something more. Stop that not enough and recognize the something right here, right now, that came together to change us all. I wrote in my notes, it was an idea that said how Hendersonville should be. We should be a caring, loving community even while politics refuse to change. An idea that became a grant, that became a ministry with Judy taking that on as her ministry, a scholarship fund, a community of congregations joined together, people with lives changed, a fiesta, students graduating, ongoing, and we are continuing to be changed by it. This is our Grateful Giving Sunday. It's the beginning of the pledge drive. This year, the graceful giving that keeps this graceful congregation alive and well. The Endowment Committee has been talking about making legacy gifts lately. As you plan your estate, what do you want your money to do after you are gone? I would suggest that everyone's gift here every year is a legacy gift, contributing to the something more, the grace of this congregation, the life of this community. A power of relationship and effect that is way more than we can produce solely on our own. With our contributions, we make grace real and possible, both in our lives and in our world. By making a contribution, we are doing our part towards graceful living. And that means what it becomes will surprise us. And we will know that we belong in this life and to life gracefully. Our generosity comes together with a sense of something more. I think of it like my $2 jar. It was an idea of abundance for the new year. We opened our envelopes and we found little bits of money in them, and we were instructed that it wasn't a gift to us, so we couldn't spend it on ourselves and we couldn't pay it back, but we could go out and have a creative idea and try to create something. So I took my $2, I bought a jar, and I put money in it for the young adult group, and they painted on it dream and question, and I committed to putting $40 a month in this jar just on my own to see what would happen. That's just 40 bucks, and I was going to put it in the jar. Well, people keep putting money in the jar. They just come by and put money in the jar. And the money was to go to subsidizing a young adult group of people from juniors in high school to 30 years old. And we would subsidize food in our gathering, and I thought it was going to be once or twice a month. Well, now it's weekly. We meet every week. And we're now meeting in people's homes, and we're having covered dish suppers before we sit around and talk about issues that are up for us. There are people coming in who will take over running the group later. Last week we had, how many did we have? 9, 10, 11 people? Yeah, we had like 11 folks sitting around in our gathering, and it's expanding to other things. This congregation is like this jar. And all it asks is that every one of you, just when you go by, put something in it. And then it becomes something way more than you ever dreamed of. Just this simple little jar. Grateful giving is graceful living. It makes graceful belonging real and alive and well. So please give gracefully. That means not what the critic in your head tells you you should do. That means not what the guilt from some past relationship connects with this kind of giving. That means do your part. Whatever fits you in your sense, in your moment of being in right relationship, then you will help bring so much more than you ever anticipated into being. You actually help create grace. Thank you.